Monday, New York City's Staten Island Chuck made a bid to replace Punxsutawney Phil as the world's most famous groundhog. He bit Mayor Michael Bloomberg. To find out more about why Chuck bit the mayor, Laura Namias made a visit to his home at the Staten Island Zoo.
It's a frigid Thursday at the Staten Island Zoo, and its most famous denizen, whose full name is Charles G. Hogg VI, is missing. He's doing a spot on Good Morning America, one of many interviews he's given recently. Associate curator Peter Lehline says it all started when Bloomberg offered Chuck some food.
It was corn. The mayor had chose to try to feed him. And then the groundhog had kind of taken the food and then gone back inside. And then the mayor tried to coax him back out so the children could see him and then they could get a nice photo. And in the process of that, he had gotten nicked on his hand.
Zoo employees are reluctant to talk about what they call the incident. And the only zoo visitors today are a man named Max and his 83-year-old father, who are admiring the mini Clydesdales. These Staten Islanders hadn't heard that the rodent bit Bloomberg.
Oh, he did? That's good. That's very good, yeah. No, the mayor has actually been a pretty good mayor. There's some things now, you know, the rebate check was something that she held up, and he changed the term limits. But all in all, he's doing a good job.
Peter Lehline stresses that Chuck's bite wasn't necessarily political. It's innate groundhog behavior.
We never want to put a misconception out there that, you know, that's an animal that can be really picked up and held by just anyone. Groundhogs on your property, if you see them on the side of the road, if you do try to approach them and touch them, you know, more than likely you'll be bitten by them. It's not necessarily a friendly animal.
Even so, Bloomberg may have had reason to believe Chuck would be friendly, says Lehline.
The mayor has held our previous groundhogs in the past. This isn't the same groundhog, and it's possible that the mayor may have thought this was the older one. The older one was a sweetheart. Temperament on this groundhog was slightly different.
Chuck is pretty pampered. He gets fed corn and sweet potatoes regularly, will retire after 3 years, even though his probable lifespan is 10, and he is an only child. In his defense, this was his first time in front of a crowd. The other animals, bobcats, emus, marmosets, mini Clydesdales, they get visitors all the time. There's no permanent exhibit for Chuck. For now, he lives underneath the rainforest exhibit in his handler Doug's office. It's no Gobbler's Knob, the palatial burrow that houses Punxsutawney Phil. Humble surroundings aside, Chuck's recent fame has gotten the Punxsutawney people riled up. Lehline sticks by his groundhog.
I don't know if I'd call it jealousy. It's possible one could perceive it that way. I know we were called imposters this morning on one show, which I find to be funny. But honestly speaking, they have records. You know, we could fight back with that.
Lehline says the Staten Island Chucks have accurately predicted the coming of spring for 21 of the past 28 years. The Punxsutawney Phils have gotten it right less than half the time, according to the StormFax Weather Almanac. It could be that this Chuck will finally start to get the attention he deserves. Laura Namias, Columbia Radio News.
While the mayor had to deal with an angry critter, politicians in Albany are wrestling over the state's